Page 20, exercise C. Listen to the audio again and collaborate with your partner to complete the table below with information from it.
Good afternoon and welcome to our program. Today we are fortunate to have with us an expert on population migration, Dr. James Smith. Thank you for joining us, Dr. Smith.
It's my pleasure to be here.
Dr. Smith, let's start with a historical overview of population migration. Could you describe the different types of migration that have occurred throughout history?
Sure. Migration has been a constant throughout human history, but has taken many different forms. In the pre-modern era, migration tended to be mainly seasonal or nomadic, with people moving from one place to another to follow food sources or to escape harsh weather conditions. With the development of agriculture, people began to settle in one place and there was less movement overall. But then, with the age of exploration and the colonization of the Americas and other parts of the world, we saw a massive wave of forced migration of African slaves to the New World.
And what about more recent examples of migration?
In more recent times, we have seen a wave of migration from former colonies to the former colonizers. This has been particularly pronounced in Europe, where there have been waves of migration from Africa, South Asia, and the Middle East. There have also been more recent waves of migration from Latin America to the United States.
And what factors typically drive these migrations?
The reason for migration vary, but they typically revolve around push-pull factors. Factors that either push people out of their homes or pull them to new destinations. These factors include things like economic hardship, political instability, and war. In the case of more recent migrations to Europe, many people are fleeing conflicts in their home countries or are seeking better economic opportunities.
And what are some of the impacts of these migrations on lifestyles?
The impacts of migration are complex, but they can be profound. In some cases, migration can lead to cultural enrichment, with different groups learning from one another and sharing their cultures. But migration can also lead to tensions, as underlying social, economic, and political issues are exposed. In the case of more recent migrations to Europe, for example, there have been concerns about the integration of immigrants into European societies, with some people fearing that migrants will dilute European values and traditions.
Well, it's clear that population migration is a complex issue with many facets. Thank you for sharing your insight with us today, Dr. Smith.
Thank you for having me.